Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. I'm going to take us back in the day. I was a fresh 21-year-old. I was partying in L.A. at the Troubadour.
Oh.
And, so I'm out there with my friend. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. She and I had been having so much fun, just dancing, music, all the good things, drinking. My friend goes out of the bar for a minute. She was a smoker. She also, there was the payphones, you know, so she had to make a call. I had bought the first two rounds of drinks, so it was her turn. She comes back in, and she hands me some cash. It was, like, all wadded up in her pocket. She hands it up to me and says, okay, I want this, and I ordered mine. I passed the money to the bartender, and, like, he does the whole pen thing, you know, like, checking money.
Yeah.
I think she's, like, I don't know. I think it was, like, some 20s. I don't recall, like, what the bills were. But at any rate, so he's checking it with the marker, and then he goes back, and I thought he was going to, you know, like, get me my change and that and the drinks and whatnot. But he had pulled some guy from the back area where they were making drinks. To come talk to me, and he got the same pen, so he's marking up the money, and I'm kind of tipsy and happy, and they're like, what's your name? And I'm like, I tell them my name, and they're like, who are you with? And I brought my friend over. I'm like, we're together, like, we're just, you know, chilling. And I mean, it got really crazy fast, but they basically said that we use fake money. And they had, like, the security, like, the bouncer had come, like, stepped up right behind the two of us. I mean, this place is packed. There's music, something, like, all this. I'm drunk. She's drunk. This big old dude is, like, right behind us. They're staring down at us, looking at this cash. We get pulled into a side room, and now there's cops. There's, like, four police cops, cop cars out there. It's, like, six officers in this little room, like, where we're sitting down. And keeping in mind, I'm real drunk. I remember what's going on, like, kind of. But, I mean, I remember that feeling of, like, what the hell is happening here? And so the cop is, like, yelling stuff, like, you think you can do this more than once and all this, like, all of this stuff. And I'm freaking out. I'm crying a little bit. My friend's, like, she's mute now. She's not even talking anymore. And so I keep looking at her like, what is this? What is that money? Where'd you get that money from? And she wouldn't respond to me, not to the cops. So finally they leave, and I'm in there like crying and talking to her. And she's like, well, I found money at the payphone. And I was like, what? And the cop came back in, like three cops came back in. And I was like, I need to call my grandpa. Like, I need to call someone. So, I mean, I'm drunk. I'm really upset. These guys are behind me. This is a bad predicament. So I call my grandpa, like, drunker than crap. Like, he doesn't even know I drink, you know?
He does,
like,
now.
Good, like, morning.
I was like, Pop, I'm in L.A. at this club, and I'm sure I was not talking clearly. And so he's alert and all that. And at any rate, so I'm having to call drunk to people that don't know I get drunk and party with this situation with fake money and a person who's not talking to other people. At the end of the night, I mean, it took like 3 hours. They had us talking to people. When my grandfather shows up, I'm all skimped out, right? Like, I'm a club kid, so I'm not looking the best either for your grandfather to see. They could tell, I guess, they discovered, like, she was an idiot. Like, she was passing me cash. She shouldn't have been passing me.
Did she not really find that money at the phone booth?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she did or didn't, but whatever money she gave me was fake.
So, but they understood this was on her, right?
Oh, she didn't even get in trouble.
Did you get in trouble?
No. I was just embarrassed as all hell, and, you know, that call was not fun.
Did you have actual money to pay the bill?
Oh, yeah. I had cash money on me the whole night. Like, I mean, that was part of my thing is like, hey, I got some money here. Take my money. But, you know, after everything was said and done with the fake cash, they were like, no, we're going to come talk to you. And it was scary. I mean, you don't want to be drunk and have cops show up and you have fake money in your hand. That's not a good situation.
Well, no, that's a federal crime.
Yes, yeah, you're right. You're when you say it money. Like that, yeah. I do not want to be drunk with counterfeit cash talking to the cops about my counterfeit cash.
I don't want to be sober with counterfeit cash. No. Sean, man, the cops.
To be honest, I'd rather be drunk yeah. with counterfeit cash dealing with the cops, knowing that I have nothing to do
I
with the money,
wonder where I
than
got
be
it.
Sober. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because drunk, I'm more likely to laugh about it. Like, when you get to the bottom of this, I know that I'll be fine. Right. So I tend to find those things funny when I'm hammered, but sober, I'd be freaking out.
Someone passed this on to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a machine to make money at home. Trust me, I wouldn't be here.
You know, the funny thing about, and I don't know why anybody, we had a guy who called years ago, and he's talking about, well, he wasn't doing it currently, but he talked about he'd figured out the ability to counterfeit money, but he was only counterfeiting ones that he used at the strip club. And in my mind, I'm like, if I had the ability to counterfeit, it's going to be 20s and 100s. It's not going to be $1 bills. All right, but a $1 bill is worth $1, okay? Counterfeit money, as they would tell you, is worthless. A buddy of mine, this is probably like 40, 45 years ago, still in Baltimore, his older brother got change, and one of the $1 bills was a counterfeit $1 bill, which they figured out because Washington was spelled wrong.
All right.
So if it's a real $1 bill, it's worth $1. He had collectors that are offering to give him like $5,000 for the counterfeit $1 bill. And I'm like, I will be damned that this is not as worth. I understand why they say it's worthless. It is not currency. But it's certainly worth something to people that collect these kinds of things. And the people that collect these things, it's very under the table because legally you can't have it.
You also have a Bill Clinton $3 bill.
But the guy didn't want it to spend it. The guy wanted it just because it's a novelty, right? Yeah. But it was fascinating because I had to hop on a bus to get to his house when he told me this. I'm like, a counterfeit? Come on, man. That's not real stuff. That's stuff in movies.
I guess in theory, counterfeit smaller bills wouldn't get checked as much as long as
ever see the guy break out a pen on
no.
And
no.
Usually it's been, I think the lowest I've seen is a 10, and I thought that was a little common.
You don't even see a 10 anymore.
But like on a 20 and up, and I get it.
Correct.
But yeah, who's going to take the swipe a pen on a 1?
What is the craziest phone call you either had to make or receive? 206-803-RIDE.
I am with Miles, though. I would be pissed and then be like, of the places I go, who could... Like,
where did I get this?
Right, because you can't imagine you get it from like a grocery store or a restaurant you go
they
to.
They would know. Yeah, especially at that age, at 21. Yeah. I feel like all the fake stuff we had at 20, IDs and all that, mm-hmm. like, brother, your counterfeit money is from construction paper. It ain't going to work. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, do you guys want a sad story or a kind of fun story?
Fun story
fun
first.
Fun story, yes.
The story was good, because that's one that I told Mike. So, me and my buddies were riding our bikes down at Gas Works, having a good time, and we decided to go up to the very, very top of that big old hill.
Yeah.
And then just shoot as fast as we could go. We were probably in, like, middle school, just wanted to see how fast we could go down the hill. Well, my buddy Michael went first, and in middle school, Michael's 6'6", and he's on, like, a little, like, POS bike, but... We didn't notice that there was a little, like, walkway about halfway down. So he goes full speed down the hill, hits the walkway, and launches off. And probably lands, I don't know, probably like 15, 20 feet off the side. And then he's like, looks around, lifts his arm, was like, yeah. Then he, like, pulls his shoulder, like, oh, no, not good. You go down, like, oh, well, probably should call your mom. So I call his mom, I'm like, hey, the good news is the bike's perfectly fine. Bad news is...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael's like kind of messed up. Turns out he like broke his collarbone in like three different places, and the other had like a whole like titanium plate put in, screws and all that stuff. And actually the bike was totaled as well. So yeah.
And the bike good was I like the middle school logic. First of all, no call's good when it says the good news is, because that means I have bad news to tell you. But the kid's point of view is good news. There's nothing wrong with the bike. As a parent, we don't care. If the bad news is my kid, hey, good news. Don't get upset. The bike's fine. But your son got hit by a car. Yeah. Like that, I don't need good news.
When my buddy got run over by an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
Okay, so his mom called me the next day. She said, I need to tell you something about Joel. He got into a wreck last night in Pennsylvania. An 18-wheeler ran over him. He is not in good shape. But will you please? But he was moving, so he's like, "Could you please go and get his stuff out of the car?"
Okay.
At the impound lot, which was in Mount Morris.
What did his car look like?
Gone.
Yeah,
gone. You could not open the doors. You could not get into the car.
We have an 18-wheeler drove over it.
So we went to the guy who was in charge of the lot, and he gave us a sledgehammer. We were able to get through a window and then crawl in and get into the glove compartment and try to take as much stuff as we could.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to go look at it because
I get it, man.
She already knew that he was life flighted out and all that stuff. But that phone call was weird. I'm like, where are we going? What are we picking up?
And what happened?
We walked around that impound lot for 5 minutes. We couldn't. His car's not there. And the guy's like,
just smashed.
He's like, it's right there. And I'm like, that's not Joel's car. And my buddy Brian's like, oh God, it is. Like, man, that's,
wow, man.
It was. We were like, uh oh. The fact that he's alive is. I can't figure that one out.
Good news, bad news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.